main news on Unza Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to Unza Radio main news broadcast at 17:45. The headlines. In local news, 16 die in New Year road accidents. Army chief marks New Year with hospital visit. In international news, dozens missing after boat carrying 2,000 migrants sink off Gambia. In sports news, no Southern African players in the AFCON group stage best 11. With the news in details, my name is Clive Skaonga. In local news, the Zambia Police Service says at least 16 people lost their lives in road traffic accidents recorded countrywide between December 31, 2025 and January 2, 2026. Zambia Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilabi says a total of 136 road traffic accidents were recorded between 18 hours on December 31st and 06 hours on January 2nd. These included 16 fatal accidents that claimed 16 lives, 14 serious accidents that left 24 people seriously injured, and 35 slight accidents resulting in 56 minor injuries. A further 71 accidents involved damage only, bringing the total number of casualties to 96. Lusaka province recorded the highest number of accidents with 59 cases, followed by the Copper Belt with 33, while Muchinga province recorded no accidents during this period under review. Police have attributed most of the accidents to human error with excessive speed, imaging as the leading causes, followed by failure to keep to the near side, improper overtaking, and misjudging clearance distance. Zambia Air Force ZAF Deputy Commander and Chief of Air Staff, Major General Henry Chiwaya, says the Air Force is ready to partner with orphanages and self-care home to support vulnerable children who aspire to join the service in the future. Major General Chiwaya says the Air Force is willing to accept and support children from such institutions who meet the required recruitment standards after completing secondary and tertiary education. He was speaking in Livingston during a handover ceremony of assorted items donated by ZAF to Kwatu Children's Home. Meanwhile, Kwatu Children's Home Director Agrippa Piri says starting the year with such an act of solidarity was uplifting and strengthened the home's commitment to caring for children, empowering families, and building resilient communities. Constitutional lawyer and Patriotic Front of Presidential aspirant Makeba Zulu has condemned the summoning of Archbishop Alec Banda under the case of anti-money laundering investigations. Zulu described the action as not only unwarranted but deeply alarming, stating it reflects a deliberate attempt to intimidate a respected religious leader who has consistently spoken truth to power. Zulu emphasized that Archbishop Banda has been a courageous and consistent voice for accountability. He stressed that targeting him now is an attack on the very moral ideas and democratic values in embodies. Zulu observed that the incident is yet another example of selective justice. Still in local news, police in Livingstone, Southern Province, are investigating two cases of aggravated robbery in which two couples were attacked by a criminal gang in separate but closely linked incidents. In the first incident, a couple was assaulted and robbed of 200,000 kwacha in cash and other valuable by a gang of three criminals armed with pistols. The second couple, together with their children, was later robbed of their vehicle, money and other valuable by the same suspects as they fled from the initial crime scene. Southern Province Police Commanding Officer Muno Namalongo has confirmed the incidents, which occurred on December 31st, 2025. Namalongo identified the first victim as Yogeshi Chikalia, aged 68, and his wife Kasanti Chikalia, aged 70. He says the couple was inside their shop when the three suspects entered, fired a shot, assaulted them, and later stole the 200,000 kwacha. UPND Chairman for Special Duties, General William Banda, has donated wheelchairs to vulnerable residents in Lusaka Central's Baolen area. Speaking at the handover ceremony, Banda urged UPND party leaders to focus on improving the living standards of the people rather than pursuing personal gain. Western Province Minister Kapelwa Bangweta says young members of the UPND could learn valuable lessons from senior members who served under previous presidents. Chilanga Town Council Chairperson Champion Tembo adds that those in public office should dedicate time to engage with communities and strengthen relationships. Halbert Piri says that President Hakainde Hichilema needs the support of all citizens to ensure that the country does not return to a past marked by violence and political factionalism. Finally, in sports in local news, the commander of the Zambia Army, Lieutenant General Geoffrey Zieli, marked the new year with a visit to Minasoko Medical Center, calling on Zambians to embrace peace, love and good health as foundations for national development. Lieutenant General Zieli made the visit on January 1st, 2026, translating his New Year message into action by announcing the immediate employment of two volunteer staff members and the allocation of 8 additional positions at the facility. He says the vacancies would be filled strictly on merit through recommendations made under established institutional procedures. During the visit, the Army commander toured hospital wards and interacted with patients, accompanied by his wife, Gina Zieli, the patron of the Army Ladies Association of Zambia, ALAS, and other members of the association. The delegation presented New Year hampers to patients and new mothers as a show of goodwill and encouragement. The visit marked a milestone in the 46-year history of Minasoko Medical Center, as it was the first time a serving commander of the Zambia Army officially visited the institution alongside his spouse, who also serves as ALAS patron, to personally deliver seasonal greetings to patients. We now take a short break. Still to come is international and sports news. Don't go away.
Enough of wrapping socks and ties? This festive season, why not give the gift that really lights up faces? Head over to Fast Mobile, your one-stop festive shop for gadgets and gear that say, connect your loved ones with the latest iPhones, Samsungs, and Google Pixel phones. Gift someone a Blackview or Samsung tablet or simply an iPad, because streaming holiday movies on the go is basically a tradition. And what's a celebration without the perfect sound? Turn up the joy with a JBL Bluetooth speaker or bring the music closer with sleek Bluetooth headphones and earphones. Looking for something to capture the holiday magic? We've got you covered with Canon, Sony, and Nikon cameras, because memories are best kept in high definition. From stylish smartwatches, laptop bags and travel bags, to power banks for those long trips, our bobbing machines and cordless clippers make sure you are picture perfect for every selfie. So this festive season, come to Fast Mobile, because your perfect gift is just waiting to be wrapped. Find us on Freedom Way at shop number A75, Chiparamba Road, shop number 06, and East Park Mall, store number 113C. Fast Mobile, for today's best technology.
is all about balance, right?